John, just to let you know, we do have a quorum in attendance.
Very, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And at this time, at 1:31, I would like to welcome everybody to the meeting and call the meeting to order for the November User Council meeting. Sherry, would you start by the roll call?
Yes. On the telephone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Ms. Tammy Goggio-Cockrell, Mr. John Rockwell, Mr. Henry Cole, Mr. Pete Rodell, Mr. Bobby Carter, Lieutenant Ben Endres, Ms. Naomi Ulrich, Mr. Scott Nelson, Mr. Robert Reddington, Mr. Chris Martin, Ms. Erin Calwara, Fire Marshal Kyle Green, and Assistant Chief Keith Berrien. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I have not called?
Good afternoon. This is Carl Edwards, just joined.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. President Anchorage, I show Mr. Paul Fussy, and then I'll need to get around the room.
Mark Newman from the meeting.
David Reed.
Nick Vanistock.
Bruce Richter with CISA.
Dr. Lee Clark, State of Alaska.
So that's everyone in the room, Sherry.
Thank you. And I did see that Eli Barry Garland also joined us on the phone. So that does complete the roll call. John, you're muted.
Oh, thank you very much, Sherry. At this time, do we have any introductions of guests that we'd like to introduce? If not, we can move to the review and approval of the October meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody got a chance to review those meeting minutes. Are there any questions, updates, changes that we could reflect in the minutes before I ask for a motion? Hearing none, at this time, I request a motion to approval of the October meeting minutes.
This is Tammy. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Tammy, thank you so very much. And may I get a second, please?
Keith Berrien, second.
I heard two. Let's go with Keith, since Keith, you were the loudest. Thank you so very much. At this point, we've approved the October meeting minutes. We could move on to the review of the issues and risks log. Sherry, can you give us any updates on the issues and risks log for this meeting?
Yes, John. Just make sure my mic is on. Okay, I just had two updates. Down in the active operational issues, we're looking at OP12 and OP13, the microwave hops. The COVID to clear hops are completed with redundant paths. The cutover is delayed until a new Ricky T is received. Birch Hill to Quarry is in progress for redundant paths. And that will also be delayed until the new Ricky T is received. And Fort Greeley to Delta Hops was completed and tested. And that completes the updates for the issues of risk log.
Mary, thank you again. And the only update that we have, or actually the only action item that we have, is from October 4th meeting. And it's where we're requesting a reminder to continue to watch the implementation of Smart Connect. And we can find out when we'll be able to get that approved on the system. We are going to request a demo from Motorola on some of the new functionality regarding the Apex 9000. So that's an ongoing action item at this time. Moving on to the Operations Management Office overview, I'm going to turn the mic over to Mr. Fussy. Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, everyone. So starting out with training, so we do have a new video vignette posted on the website. It's called The Technology Behind ALMR. That's to help out when I do the outreach, and we have a lot of individuals asking questions about it. Mr. Nelson is also working on two other vignettes for November and December, and they are going to be called How Will Upgrade Affect Me and Advanced Radio Functions, respectively. So working on those, and then they'll be out in the next couple of months. On our membership agreements, there were two agencies who did not sign or return their agreements. So I did send out two 30-day termination letters. That was on October 5th. One agency submitted their membership agreement. One has not. However, I'm working actively with that group to get it resolved. And I am keeping the executive council involved on those aspects. And hopefully that will be resolved soon. That's what we have for our membership agreement. Just the one one outstanding agreement out there. On outreach, once again, I've been working on the calls for the different agencies, asking them if there's any concerns, talking to them about TDMA, the upgrades, if there's any grants available for them, depending on what they are, fire department, police, municipal. I did attend the monthly APIP, that's the Alaska Partnership for Infrastructure Protection meeting on October 19th. And I did attend the monthly AACLP or ACOP meeting. And at the request of the FCLC, I assisted with radio classes on their quarterly training for their individuals. Are there any questions on those three topics before I continue? Hearing none, we'll be moving along over to the October document reviews. The documents that have been gone through, proofread, and updated: information systems clearing and sanitation policy, talk group development policy, vendor equipment evaluation policy, and the executive council charter. We'll be moving over to the October metrics. And just want to confirm that everyone can still see the metrics fine. We're having a little bit of Wi-Fi trouble here, so I want to make sure that my screen is still being shared.
It is, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Sherry. So we start looking at the monthly group and individual calls. Not much has changed since September, but we did have 1,421,968 calls. Looking at our monthly push-to-talk, once again, almost parallel with September, but 2,328,895. Start looking at our monthly busies, and we ended up with 255. That is up 2 from last month, but still way below last year's mark at this time. And our monthly sites below 3.9, we dropped 2 from September to October, and we're at 10. And we start looking at the site. As you can see, Nick and his team and the state ASBS team have been out doing PMIs, making sure the system's up and running, and looking for anything that might be wrong. We do have the microwave upgrade, as Sherry mentioned earlier, over at Clear and Fort Greeley. And then once again, Pillar in Woman's Bay over in Kodiak. That was a commercial circuit issue beyond our control, and the same at Sitka also. When we go looking at our website, we had 853 page views last month. We had 89% of them were new. And then when I do my outreach, I do a lot of proactive with the Twitter site and our in the webpage, going through where the policies and procedures are, what is out there, the videos, the executive council, the user council, who their members are, who the point of contacts are, if they have questions, how to contact the Illinois Help Desk with Nick and his team, how to create a work order, and making sure that our users are well informed or as informed as they can be on what's available to them, how we can help them, and where they can research items. Any questions on the metrics before I move on?
Paul, just for perspective, on the sites that are below 5.9, what's the total number of sites on the system now? I kind of lost track of that.
87.
Okay.
87, Mr. Richter.
Put it in perspective. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chair, moving on to other items. The quarterly insider newsletter was distributed on October 16th. That is also posted on the website. And individuals can send an email to myself or Sherry requesting to be added to the distribution list. Then they can sign up on the website at the homepage. And once it's mailed out by email, then I also individually go and mail a hard copy to all of our legislators down in Juneau and also in Washington, D.C. So our legislators do get a hard copy of it, but Sherry does email it out to quite a large group. So we're always trying to get more information out there for the newsletter. And as required, I did conduct the yearly security penetration inspection and report on our AMR building and passed with flying colors. I will be traveling to Fairbanks November 7th and 8th, and I will be conducting the master site inspection for Zone 2 and also the off-site storage inspection for the Zone 2 area. The Executive Council meeting was held on October 19th, and myself and SMO have been finalizing logistics with Tate Communications, working for them to come up and conduct ACP on their newest radios for approval on the system. That would be their 9600 and 9800 series radios. That's the end of my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fussy. Are there any questions for Paul at this time? We can move on to the system management office now, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Fanstock, Nick.
Thanks, John. I have actually nothing to add.
No, don't. You don't get off that easily. come on.
all the things Paul said. That's all I got.
All the things Paul said. How are you doing on your PMIs and everything?
We're actually ahead of schedule right now, trying to get as many done as we can before the winter hits. We don't have anything this week planned. We may plan some stuff next week, but local stuff. Ultimately, we're still ahead of schedule either way.
Oh, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate the work you do. Are there any questions for the System Management Office? I guess we could move on. We'll move on to the State of Alaska and the Department of Defense overviews for SOA. Mr. Buckley, I'm sorry, Mr. Clark Buckley, are you representing
no
Scott?
Worries.
Sorry.
I get that a lot, and I am not Justoma. at the state, we continue to take care of break fixes needed. We had a couple break fixes on the parks here not too long ago, overheat at a site and too cold at another site. We installed a new generator to replace a failed generator at our Pager Road site earlier this month, or I guess late last month. And this week, we're actually working on installing a new backup generator at our Saddle Mountain site in Juneau. That site had an extended power outage. The power line failed this summer, and it took us a few months to get it. So that short run generator ran for much longer than it was intended to. And was on its last leg. So we got a crew there right now, good weather, flying, installing that generator for us. That is about all I have.
Thank you, Buckley. Also, good work on all of the different contracts and such that allowed you to get power back up to those sites that we were having problems with this summer. Appreciate that. Are there any questions for Buckley? If not, we can move on to DOD. I did not see if Mr. Woodall was here, Tim. Are you online? If not, we can get the DOD component down as we move down to user council updates. We can start with DOT. Any updates from DOT?
This is Henry with DOT. I've got nothing to add at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Cole. DPS, Ben, any updates?
I have nothing to add at this time. Thank you.
Okay. How about all others? Mr. Nelson?
No, I have nothing to add.
Thanks, Scott. Good to see you online. How about DOD components? Is anybody from the U.S. Army installations? How about J-Bear? And moving down to Eielson.
This is Chris. We got nothing.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. We can move to the federal non-DOD components. Anybody from a DOJ? How about DOI?
Hey, I'm here from the BLM Alaska Radio Shop representing Ross Atkinson. We don't have anything to add at this time.
All right. And from federal non-DOT, all others.
ESA here, nothing for the good of the order. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's move down to the municipal components then. We'll start with Central. Tammy?
Good afternoon. I don't have anything to offer today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Or North?
Nothing from the interior contingent.
How about Southeast?
Nothing from us. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. This is so far a quick meeting. I appreciate everybody being online. We could move to the next agenda item, which is new business. Sherry, do you want to update us on the annual chair and vice chair election?
Yes, I'll be sending an email out after the meeting with the voting process information included in that email. Suspense will be the 29th, and then the results, of course, will be announced in December. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you, Sherry. Is there any new business that anybody would like to add at this time?
Mr. Chair, Bruce Richter from FISN, if I could.
I was hoping, Bruce, you would add something. Yes, sir.
So last month was Cybersecurity Month, and CISA released several products that I just wanted to make sure people are aware of. Number one, we are up to version 3 of the Stop Ransomware Guide, and it's based on what we've learned from recent attacks. As we speak, you could go to the Clark County, Washington website and read about what they are releasing on the challenges they've been having. But of interest to the 911 dispatch community, they first became aware of it at midnight Saturday in their 911 dispatch center. Their investigation and cleanup is still underway, so I don't have a lot of details, but it did knock down their jail booking software. It also had a nexus to what's going on with county election rolls. Well, my point is the threat is persistent. It is real. And dispatch centers seem to be getting disproportionately impacted by it at the time of the week when you're unlikely to have IT staff to help you in your center. And then one other free tool that has now been made available through CISA. there's a free logging made easy software that's available for Windows-based systems, and the intent is to give it to those target-rich cyber core organizations to more effectively be able to address some of those security threats. We've got cybersecurity advisors in each state. Right now, it's Mark Brennick here in Alaska that is far more smart and can help people implement it if they choose. Certainly, if you've already got better tools and you're using them, great, don't stop what you're using. But if you are a small agency that's looking for some help, there's a free service that's been vetted and is available. And that's what I wanted to share today. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Following along from Bruce's information, this is David Reed. I would like to remind everybody that as far as the ALMR network goes, do not plug in any external USB devices to any network items or bring in any CDs or other type of media into the network.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate the updates. Are there any questions for either Mr. Reed or Mr. Richter? How about any other new business? Or if we can go around the room, are there any discussion points that anybody would like to bring up? Any updates or questions? Feel free to open your mic and either ask or educate. Wow, quiet group. I do have put another plug in for the website. Some of the little vignette videos are just awesome. And so if you have not logged into the website and just take a few minutes and look at some of the videos, the technology behind LMR is less than 10 minutes. A great video to share, especially if you're trying to educate some of your executives out there. And so I encourage everybody, if they have not been to the website recently, please view it. The next scheduled meetings that we have are December 6th and January 3rd. And before I ask for a motion to adjourn, I'd like to open the mic back up just to make sure that we go around the room and if anybody has anything to mention.
This is Sherry. Was there anybody that joined the meeting late that didn't get announced during roll? Who is at 888-0989?
Tech Sergeant Maley up at Allison Air Force
Base. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Hearing none, I would enjoy a motion to adjourn at this time.
This is Tammy. I'll make a motion to adjourn. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Tammy, and thanks for everything that you do down there. How about a second?
Ms. Henry Cole, a second.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. And we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.